Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Ed Kopf is our guest. BMCAssociates.com, right, Ed?
Try to.
That's Ed is in the business of helping people with their businesses, especially if they've got family members involved, they've got partners involved. Ed, what are some other things that you're helping with? Conflict resolution, too, right?
Yeah, and also reaching agreements as you start a business together and how you're going to run it and who's going to get the rewards so that instead of getting into conflict when things get good or bad, everybody knows where they're headed together and they're a team.
So BMCAssociates.com, check it out, and I promise you you'll have a good result if you ask, let Ed and partner David Gage help you out. With that, and you know, Ed, when I think about when I was a consultant, you know, my clients always made me really smart. They made me feel really smart because I'd walk in and they had this elephant in the room that they didn't even know was there, and it was so obvious to anybody, not just, you know, you didn't have to be that smart to see the elephant, right? It's the elephant.
And Jim, you're giving away the great secret here.
I know. But the point is, you got to have somebody coming in outside.
No, that's right.
To identify it, but you do have to be smart to know what to do with the elephant. That's the thing. Seeing the elephant is not a big deal, but because anybody can find that. But then somebody has got to know how to get the elephant out of there. And leave the result in a good way, and that's why you got pros like Ed to help you with that. So all right, Ed, you had one more point you wanted to make, and then we're going to tell us about some publicly traded family members, family
sure.
businesses.
Well, you know, Jim, as we've been talking about the difficulties of handing on a family business, I was thinking to myself, we have seen over the years, a lot of families who have made very successful transfers and given their children and their grandchildren both wealth and opportunity. And the thing that differentiates them from others really is that from the very beginning, they had their eye on what was going to happen 30 years, 40 years later when their little kids were adults. And they made sure that the kids came to the business and had a good experience with the others. They talked about it at the dinner table with enthusiasm, not bringing their problems home, but the opportunities. They made sure their kids got a good education and experience working in other businesses.
So that's a big deal. I think that's a huge thing. I've seen it go both ways. I've seen people that never left the company and they're doing great. I've seen people where the kids were pushed out and they went and worked somewhere else for 5 years and they came back and they're doing great. But I just think my money is on people who make their kids go out and find their way, and then if they choose to come back and be in your business, it's because they made a choice. It wasn't because that's the only thing they knew about.
That's right, and they come back with the confidence that they can make it. They've already made it out there, and they're going to come back and with confidence and a strong hand really move your business forward. So we work with families as young as we can get them to think through how they want to get their children involved in the business, and always with the understanding that the child may want to do something else, and you've got to support him or her and encourage them, whatever it is they want. But if you start early and you respect the children, there's a much better chance of making that generational transition than otherwise.
What about the family businesses that became publicly traded?
Well, you know, a lot of people are unaware of just how many of our biggest companies are public companies. I mean, if you look at
family-owned businesses.
The family may not own a majority in that public
anymore.
Business, but it still really has control. And one study recently showed that 30% of all companies with sales in excess of $1 billion We're still family controlled.
30%. Wow.
Yeah. And some of the names, I mean, Walmart, Samsung in India,
right.
The Tata Group, Porsche.
Right.
These are big businesses. And the amazing thing is they are more successful, these family businesses, than their peers.
That's very interesting. That's an argument against the family what's the word I want to use there? The nepotism. That's an argument against nepotism, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah. BMC Associates, Ed Kopf, K-O-P-F. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we recommend him. Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
It's great to be here.
Ed Kopf, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.